This is The Source on Texas Public Radio 89.1. I'm David Martin Davies. A near total ban on abortion is in place now in Texas. This new law prohibits terminating the pregnancy after about 6 weeks. So far, the U.S. Supreme Court has not intervened, which is alarming. How is Planned Parenthood of South Texas dealing with these developments? We're joined by Jeffrey Hans. He's the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood South Texas. And Jeffrey Hans, welcome back to The Source.
Thank you, David. I'm delighted to be here.
What is happening right now at the clinics of Planned Parenthood South Texas?
Planned Parenthood South Texas has been pushed by this new law to where the only thing we can do right now is to pause abortion care entirely while we wait for this legal challenge that we have mounted to play out and hopefully render some type of judicial relief that will allow us to resume abortion care.
So you're not providing any abortion services at all right now?
Not today.
Is this happening across Texas? I know you're the president of South Texas Planned Parenthood. Have you been talking with other CEOs of Planned Parenthoods across Texas?
Different providers are handling this differently, both Planned Parenthood and independent physician providers, and many are choosing to provide abortion care in the first 6 weeks of pregnancy as described in Senate Bill 8, but there's so much difficulty and potential risk built into this new law that I am unwilling to risk all of the health care that Planned Parenthood South Texas provides beyond abortion care over one of these terrible civil lawsuits that now are possible because of this outrageous law that's taken effect this morning.
So the civil lawsuits, they've even put up phone numbers, hotlines to call in if you suspect someone has broken this law, and the person that has makes that charge can actually receive a cash reward in suing the providers and anyone who assists in providing the abortion. This is a game changer. This is almost weaponizing reproductive care against certain individuals.
It absolutely is a game changer. I mean, it's something that is so diabolical that I was surprised. I had gotten used to anticipating the kinds of things that came at us from those who would otherwise control women if they could. And this one came a little bit out of left field. And it's just it is incompatible with the way that the system of law and jurisprudence works in this country. I mean, imagine what other situation would we allow that the government is not going to enforce it, but you're going to let anyone who wants to sue over this. I mean, think of all the different things that happen in our district attorney's offices and other matters of constitutional rights and protection to just say, well, there will be no protection for it from the government and anyone can sue over it. It's outrageous and monstrous when compared to or seen in terms of the way that this nation and its system of justice has worked since its founding.
This new law has no exemption for rape or incest. That puts women, certain women, in a terrible spot.
It puts everyone in a terrible spot. Any woman who has been raped, a victim of sexual assault, to think that someone else can tell her how to feel about this violation to her body, and then to further lose control of her body that she cannot even decide that she needs to end a pregnancy that was created in violence against her. It's, again, it is just monstrous, and I don't understand why more people aren't out in the street furious over this, regardless of how you feel about whether or not you would individually have an abortion, which is something that people really can't answer until they find themselves in the situation, you should look at this and the fact that it doesn't have the exception that you just described, the fact that it is enforced through these civil, this private right of civil action. Everyone should be alarmed by this. What else is going to be used to be enforced this way, and what will we see next from this state legislature?
Are you getting calls at your clinics, people asking for services, people wondering what they can do now? And what are they saying, and what do you tell them?
We've been having a surge in calls for the last many days as the word has started to get out that this was about to become real. We had health centers this week that worked 12 plus hour days because people who were pregnant and wanted to get an abortion were starting to figure out that if they didn't get that done by yesterday, it might not happen, or it might become incredibly expensive because you'd have to travel to Albuquerque or Denver or somewhere else far away from home to get the care that is currently protected by by Supreme Court decisions that this is part of a woman's constitutional right to be able to control her pregnancy prior to viability. And now the Supreme Court is taking up that Mississippi case, and we'll hear a ruling on that next summer, and that might be another game changer. But right now, this 6-week ban is absolutely impermissible when seen against existing Supreme Court precedent. This is absolutely unconstitutional today.
But the Supreme Court has refused to intervene. They are not blocking this law going into effect in Texas. We have a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. What does that tell you?
Well, but you got to remember this, Dave. Look, we filed this lawsuit in federal court back in July. It's been moving in and around and with various motions and such as these cases do in Judge Pittman's court, in federal court. Then, because of some appeals that the people that we are suing sent up to the Fifth Circuit left things in a place where Judge Pittman could not continue to hear the case and proceed with the lawsuit we had brought there. So yesterday, because we couldn't unstick the Fifth Circuit from the way it had stuck this case, we then sent for an emergency request for intervention from the Supreme Court. That reached the Supreme Court yesterday. So the Supreme Court did not respond by midnight last night, which is why we find ourselves in the place we are today. But that does not mean that the Supreme Court has said it will not render any relief on the emergency intervention we requested. So we're still in a waiting and see mode.
Sure, but in the past, when we've had similar laws being passed by Texas legislatures and we reached that midnight, the Supreme Court would have intervened in saying, okay, we're going to put a stay on this and to prevent irreparable harm to women who need an abortion right now. That didn't happen. That's unusual.
We've never done this in one of the cases that I've been involved with, what had to happen yesterday with an emergency intervention. We've had cases that go to the Supreme Court when you're like a case is selected for a term to be heard in the way that the Mississippi case is. And then that all happens in, you know, glacial slow motion of the court's terms, and then decisions are released. But this kind of an emergency intervention was necessary because of what the Fifth Circuit did, which, let's be honest, the Fifth Circuit is trying to become the most conservative court in the United States. Now, they may not be as, you know, the highest court in the United States, but they certainly want to be the most conservative, and that's why we had to act. When you look at the Fifth Circuit, President Donald Trump put, I think, more than
sure,
5 or 6 new people on there. So that's where the change came from.
Okay, so I'm running out of time here, but we have this new law. It was passed in the last legislative session. This is what the Texans, the majority of Texans, I guess this is what they're voting for.
I don't think so. I think when people vote for legislators, I mean, in our state government, they're not thinking about abortion top of mind, and maybe people need to start thinking about that issue more.
And you think that would make a change? That would be a difference?
I think that if people thought, when people learn what this means for the women in their families, in their lives, what it means for them, when they try to help just by driving their sister to a clinic and that they could be sued, I think people are going to realize that is not what the policy we want from government in Texas.
So you think the legislature has gone too far?
The legislature is so far beyond the sensibility of Texans. We found ourselves in this crazy situation. So yes, the legislature has gone way further than where Texans want them to be.
Jeffrey Hans is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood South Texas. We'll continue checking in and seeing how the story develops. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about making San Antonio a welcoming city for immigration. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.